Welcome to Thursday night, the 2nd of May 2009.
Indeed. So, and tonight we've got a big program, NRL Round 7 analysis and ladder. I think we'll go off to that first up because we've got some local results in the SGRFL as well. But let's go to the NRL Round 7 analysis and ladder. Roosters 20 defeated the Dragons 10. How do you make it out, guys?
That was a top game. Roosters are, well, they've won all their games, as I believe. Dragons come from the start of the season with a lot of off-field issues, and I think they've really picked up the game well. And that was a good game. I think Dragons had a couple of issues in the end there. Ben Hunt injured, a couple of drop balls. That's what caused the change of the game. But otherwise, I thought it was a very good game.
Indeed. So, and Steve Buchanan, did you watch the game at all?
I saw bits of it over the weekend.
Yep.
I think the Roosters are going to be hard to beat this year. They're going to be the team for the comp.
And heading to the Storm, 13 defeated the Warriors. Have a look at this one here. The Storm, only 1 point in it, guys.
Well, that's typical of the Warriors, isn't it? 1 week they're world beaters. Next week they're getting tailed by somebody. Like, you can't pick the Warriors. They've been like that since they've come into the competition. It's,
I think we said that last week too. You don't know what Warrior team's going to turn up to play on the day.
That's right, you don't.
But the Storm is consistent, aren't they? And they've certainly been consistent like they've been for a long, long time. So I guess we'll be watching that in earnest. Now, the Bulldogs defeated the Cowboys 24-12. Bit of a whitewash against the Cowboys. So I was expecting a little bit more.
So I was expecting the Cowboys to come. I mean, waiting for them to come back. But they just, they're lacking that. They're lacking something. Then they're not able to produce the goods on the day, are they?
Do you think it's leadership?
Fair bit of it.
I know there's issues there with Paul Green. There's been talk about locker room stuff, but they're going through a bit of a change process, and I don't think they're managing it real well. So who can you blame for that?
The leadership.
You can. They come out on the media, I think it was yesterday, saying that it was an ex player that started those rumours that Green had lost the change room, and now all the players reckon they've got his full support.
So they'd never recovered from that, you're saying?
Look, it's post-JT era. They still haven't learnt not to play without JT.
Bring back JT probably is what they're all hoping for, but it's not going to happen.
No.
Now, the Rabbits are going to be the big news pretty soon because they're going to be playing against the Broncos. And, of course, the Rabbits,
it's Hollywood, isn't it?
It is Hollywood, and they're playing to an exacting script, and who knows how it's going to end. Rabbits 22 defeating the Panthers 18. Not much in it, four points there.
Well, no, it's not. Well, you know, Panthers, they're the third last at the moment, Hojo. So I was expecting them to be better than what they were. Well, they are, but they're not. So they're disappointing, Panthers.
Mm. Panthers, I think the internal problems they've got certainly starting to play on the players out in the field.
Enough said on that, I guess. Tigers, 30. Well, demolished the Titans. I would expect that, wouldn't you?
Well, they started off slow, the Tigers.
Yeah.
Titans were up 14-0 at one stage, but discipline, I think, let the Titans down, and the Tigers come back at them.
The Titans are similar to the Warriors at the moment. You really don't know what team's going to turn up and play. And you know, when the Titans are on, they're good, but when they're not real flash at all.
Goodbye to that, let me tell you. Broncos, 29. Now, this was a huge match for Broncos fans, but not so great for the Sharks. 6 points to 29. There you go.
The Broncos come out with blitzkrieg, didn't they? They just come out there full steam ahead, and we're going to make a statement. And they did. And
they had to make the statement because if they lost that, they were in all sorts of trouble.
And
for
Sharks
season.
Just couldn't match them. Be a different story this week. I think with the Rabbitohs-Broncos game, Broncos will try the same thing, but I think Rabbits can... They're more mature side.
We'll get on to that sure enough. Don't you worry about that. Manly 24 defeating the Raiders, 4 points in it there as well. Raiders, I don't know, what's going on with them?
Well, they're up and down too. They're a good side.
Manly
are running well. I know they've lost Daly Cherry Evans has had an injury, so that may be interesting for this week with Manly and for Queensland State of Origin too, I must say.
It's a big blow, isn't it?
It's a big blow indeed. And the final one, the Knights 28 defeating the Eels 14. No surprises there.
We won't even talk about that game.
All right.
Well, go figure. They actually towel the Tigers the week before, and they come out Knights belted them. Like
if I start getting text messages from Mooney tonight, that's it. I'm walking out.
Yeah. ISC round 8 local results and the Bears 56 defeating the Hunters 4.
That's the Hunters in the grand final, won the grand final a couple of years ago.
Mm, they did.
Like, what's happening there? That's terrible.
Oh, they just lost a lot of good players, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's a couple. That's what, 2 or 3 years ago. Like,
well, I mean, it's all about the player caps and money trying to attract these players into there.
And the Hunters want to try and get in the NRL, so they want to do something pretty soon.
Indeed. So how about the Tigers, 16 defeating the Dolphins, 12. Again, only 4 points in it. Not much to go by.
Yeah, nice game.
Yeah. Good close game, that one.
Blackhawks 40 defeating the Capras. Well, that was a whitewash, wasn't it?
Yes. Capras are never really been in it, have they? They've been there for a while. And I can't honestly say when the Capras have had a big season, unfortunately.
Now, how about this? The Falcons made it 7 from 7 from 30 to 10 to win over the Cutters. That was a pretty smack little match there going.
Falcons are running well.
Yeah.
The Sunshine Coast League is, football up in Sunshine Coast is really popular. And I think it's starting to show in the Falcons. You know, they get a lot of support.
Mm.
And, the local football is quite strong. I think you'll see later on in the results, the local football has been quite good. There's been a bit of tossing and turning in who's winning games. So I think it's quite strong up there.
There's not many teams that can say this time of the year that they had 7 from 7. So they're doing something right, aren't they?
Yeah, and let's hope they keep the ride going for them, because I tell you what, that is a good record so far. Devils versus Pride. We've talked a lot about Pride in the past, but they didn't cut it. It was half the score, 32-16 there. In favour of the Devils.
Even looking at the following games, the Wynnum and Magpies and Tweeds, there's some big scores there, isn't there?
Mm.
Like, there's 80 minutes of football, but you start adding those scores together, there's a lot of points.
A lot of points in 80
minutes.
In
a game of football.
Well, how about this? Wynnum, 34, defeating the Magpies, 22. A lot of points there as well.
That's right, yeah. And then,
and I guess the same could be said for Tweed versus the Jets, 32-24.
So what's missing is the attack above the moon, or is the defence getting worse?
I think it's a bit of both. Defense is playing a part for one team and the offensive on the other side, and you're getting these mixed bag scores all the time.
Some high scores.
Nothing consistent.
No.
Mal Meninga, semifinals, and let's see, the Wynnum defeating the Falcons 30-12.
That's unfortunate that the Falcons are out, so it is unfortunate.
And Tweed defeating the Magpies 24-16.
There's some good games there.
Mm.
Good. Reasonably close. Well, the Falcons, 30-12 is a bit far apart, but good quality games, level, under 18s.
And the grand final will be held on Sunday at 12:25 p.m. at the Cougari Oval.
Cougari.
Well, look, I stand corrected. You guys are the experts, and we'll see Wynnum versus Tweed in that one there. SGCRFL, Division 1, Nambour 8, defeating Caloundra 6. Not much in, only 2 points.
That's a good game. Tight. And you got Maroochydore beating Kawano. Like, that would have been that was a good game. Good, hard game.
And plenty of points in it. Stanley Rivers, 26, defeating Gympie, 12.
Gympie's been playing well this year.
They have.
And Stanley Rivers is their first season in the Div 1, and they're doing really well.
I didn't see anything written anywhere that Stanley Rivers wasn't going to do well. They've been proving themselves for the last couple of seasons. Yes. And Noosa, of course, the final one, Noosa 28 defeating Beerwah, which is sad because Beerwah's got a really good team there.
That's
but
close.
Only 4 points in it, you see, 28-24.
Well, that's right.
It's still close.
The odd drop ball, it doesn't change much, does it?
Alrighty, final one is the women's Gympie lead ladder, 12 points, 3 ahead of Caboolture and Maroochydore. That's good news for the girls.
It is good. It's good to see that they're starting to get a structure going, and with the women's league and the Sunshine Coast, they're starting to get that the team together. They're starting to get a draw together.
Mm.
And some regular games.
A grade Seagulls defeating Magpies 40-31. Big scores there.
It's another game with a lot of big scores.
Dolphins 26-20 over the Tigers, and Panthers defeating the Diehards 30-28.
That would be a good game. That's West Panthers and the Valley Diehards. That'll be a nice hard game.
Southeast Queensland Women Division 1 West beats Brisbane, head to on the ladder of 11, followed by Burleigh, Eats, and I think that's Eats. Is that right? Eats. And also, of course, Ipswich all over in 10. Rugby league news. Let's have a look at this one. The coach sacking meter. All safe except for rumblings during the week about Paul Green losing the dressing room.
I think he's pretty safe.
Yeah, well, I think he's pretty safe, but I wouldn't say they're all safe. I think there's some, there's a few little mishaps. My chair keeps sinking. What's going on here?
Well, I'll fix your chair up shortly. Let's get on to the DCE injury, that impact on Manly.
Big blow for Manly, massive blow for Queensland, but Kevvy Walters has come out and said that he'll give him right up to the last minute to prove himself fit. Whether he's going to get the captaincy role now is another story.
Yeah, so there's only probably three. He's in the mix for the captaincy role for Queensland, wasn't he? So, yeah, the injury would put a bit of a cloud in Kevvy Walters' mind about whether he should do it or not.
Well, let's talk about the Broncos and the Rabbits now. The game a little bit later on. So Darius Boyd saying that Wayne Bennett's early exit from Brisbane saved them from the season-long circus. Well, is that right or wrong? As far as I know, there's still a circus going on.
The circus is still in town, isn't it?
It's a huge circus.
Like, yes, indeed.
You know, you've got elephants and Dumbo and everything else. I
just think it's really good with Darius Boyd, but the influence that Bennett's had on his career, that he plays his 300th game tonight and he gets to play it in front of Wayne Bennett as well, even though he's opposite coaches now.
But the speculation over James Roberts' Nikarima, unlike Brisbane, the Warriors are not under any salary cap pressure, and that Nikarima stands to double his $250,000 a season if at the Broncos if he accepts a 3.5-year offer. What do you think of that?
I think he's gone.
He's gone. It's all signed, sealed and delivered.
Well, Russell Crowe's
done probably what's been playing on his mind for a while, to be honest.
The thing is that Nikarima's been at that club since he was a 12-year-old boy.
Indeed so, yeah.
So he's obviously he's been brought up through the system, obviously expecting to do big things for the Broncos, and I couldn't guarantee after 2020 what it was going to be like.
Well, can you guarantee anything with Russell Crowe, who's done his bit to stoke the flames of the Bronco Rabbitohs blockbuster, lying on the floor, lying at the Broncos board for the handling of the Anthony Seibold-Wayne Bennett coaching swap, believe it or not?
It's a bit like Gladiator, isn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, you'll have
or Game of Thrones.
Russell will be in there deliberately stirring up trouble for the night for the game.
Now, we're hearing stories about Clint Gutherson linked to Manly. What's the story there?
Look, I don't know what's going on there. Like,
to be honest, my opinion as a Parramatta supporter, I think he will stay, but the manager's out there looking for more money. Because he's already rejected two or three offers from Parramatta, and I think it's the manager doing all the talking to try and get more money out of Parramatta.
And in South Sydney, we'll be forced to split up after the Burgess brothers at the season's end. They don't have the salary cap funds to retain George. Apparently, the Rabbitohs won't be capable of handling George a competitive offer next year.
That's a real shame.
Yeah,
because
the Burgess brothers done a lot for South.
And you know, Sam brought his two younger brothers over, and I think that's been a real benefit to his younger brothers. Mm. And it'd be a shame to see one of them go somewhere else. And he's talking about going back to England for the Super League. So
yeah. If he does, I'd rather see him play in Super League in England than another NRL team.
Yes. Yeah, and Sam and Tom are both locked at South Sydney until the end of the 2023 season, we understand.
But, you know, things change. Like, they might find a hole somewhere in there.
But then again, look at contracts aren't worth much these days, are they? So anything's likely to happen.
Rip them up. The Alan Langer Trophy.
That's where they made a paper.
The Alan Langer Trophy Schoolboys Competition was launched on Monday at the home of the Brisbane Broncos. The man himself was there to bring in the new season. Six schools will be taking part in this year's competition. The Marsden SHS, Palm Beach, Currumbin SHS, St. Mary's College, Toowoomba, Keebra Park SHS, Wavell SHS, and Ipswich SHS, all contesting the division. This is going to be huge for the National Schoolboy Competition.
It certainly is. Yes. You can't go past Keebra Park. Look at the players they've produced year after year that get NRL contracts. So it's good to see other schools involved in it.
And Queensland's been a bit behind New South Wales with the schoolboy football. Mm. They're really big down south, and it's good to see it happen. Like, there is schoolboy football in Queensland, and they have the Confraternity Cup every year through the Catholic schools. So it's good to have another competition going to really boost that.
Well, we're getting on to the English Rugby League a little bit later if we have time, but we'll be going to a break very now, shortly. And I'll tell you what, coming up fairly shortly, we're also going to have Shane Moon on the line. Don't go too far away. This is The Grapple on Moreton Bay's home of sport, 101.5 FM. Yes, welcome back to the Grapple on Moreton Bay's home of sport, 101.5 FM. Joining us on the air with the commentary team is Shane Moon up there in far north Queensland. Hey, Shane, can you hear me?
Is
anybody out there?
He hasn't lost it, has he?
Hey, let me tell you, you guys need to get some off those tablets. You're on fair income. It's like listening to a minor trained politician. Sweet. You guys have got nothing. Give it up. You have to get out of here. Give them some shit. Come on.
Will you calm down, Shane, and tell us what is Cowboy News this week?
Before I go to Cowboys News, I got the most important thing to help Robbo out with his chair going down. Robbo, lift some weight, you big hooah.
That's the pot calling the kettle black, isn't it?
Yeah.
My chair's not down on me, but sometimes I wish it would.
You haven't lost it, Shane. Come on, out with the goss, will you, and tell us what's happening with the Cowboys.
Mate, the biggest goss up here is around town. Let me tell you straight from the horse's mouth, straight from the Queen Street Mall, mate. She is big time. You're correct, Shane. You're right on the money.
Serious?
Green has lost the room. They reckon he's lost the dressing room. They reckon the players aren't performing for him. And I tell you what, Morgan has got the biggest issue of the lot. In 2017, Morgan was a couple of years younger, under the shadows of Jonathan Thurston. Mate, pulled out a cracker, took them all the way deep into the finals from a spot no one thought they'd win without Thurston. But let me tell you, now he's got to step up and he's got to be Thurston. He hasn't got it, but I tell you what he has got. He's got the team in his pocket, and poor old Green's got nobody to talk to. He's got no friends.
He's a devil nobody, is he?
Oh, mate, he's a no one. He should have been a winger instead of a back.
I got no comment on that, guys. What do you say?
I tell you what is happening up here. It's really sad. Is Kiari Marie Martin? He's got a bleed on the brain, mate. Season ending. I would say the bleed on the brain. He's out indefinitely at the moment. Really sad because he was one of the ones that was performing for the Cowboys. And, mate, to have a season-ending injury to him is going to put another big hole in that side. But one thing is, for all you Broncos supporters, I don't know why there is any around, but I think there's some.
There's a
couple. Tom, there's not many anymore. They're all down at South Sydney, I believe. But anyway.
They go with the winners, haven't they?
Yeah. You know, like, coach, he's the winner. Have a look what they got now. Hey, anyway. Tom Opacic, the old Broncos centre winger, yeah. After 4 weeks stuck in the Blackhawks, in the Reggies, back in the first grade in the centres with Jordan Kahu moving to fullback. And let me tell you, straight from Shane Moon's little trinket box here of secrets, Watch the TV tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Jason Tomalolo will be on the bench if he doesn't run out with the Cowboys. Titans to go down by 12.
Rightio. Let's go to ISC now, Shane. Cutters, Blackhawks, Pride and Capras News. You got anything there?
I have, but, mate, what's more important than the ICS is I want to touch on a little bit of history up here in North Queensland.
Right.
And for two years I played in this competition. It started back in 1948 called the Foley Shield. It's a rugby league showcase through the 40s and the 70s for country rugby league. It's actually the biggest and oldest, most famous regional rugby league comp in history in Australia. It's run for those 30 years. And let me tell you, in its heyday, it used to have up to 9 teams playing in the Foley Shield. But these sides all come from little cane towns and mining towns like the Binda, Innisfail, Ingham, the Burdekin. They they used to all play each other in this Foley Shield, and the teams had Australian rugby league players in it because there was no money in rugby league back in the 40s to the real 70s, and Australian players straight out of Sydney football and Brisbane football were coming to these towns on big money that was in these towns from the mineral resources and the cane mining. Mate, that's on this weekend up here in Townsville. But the sad thing is, we don't have all these little towns anymore. All these little town competitions that used to have 4 to 5 teams in their towns, they're now reduced to one team that plays in a town centre. You've got Bibinda, you've got Ingham, they're all playing now in Cairns comp. You've got Innisfail in Cairns, you've got Ingham, and you've got the Burdekin that used to have 4 teams and 5 teams in their comp. They're now playing in the Townsville competition, and then you've got Early Beach and you've got Proserpine that are now playing in the Mackay comp. The poor old Foley Shield's been reduced to 3 teams over a weekend of round robins to now produce still the Foley Shield winner for North Queensland. It actually folded back in the early 2010s and was reintroduced in 2017. Mate, it's a great history. It's great for these small towns to still be involved in it. This competition is awesome. It's what rugby league cut its teeth on in its early years, and this is where NRL should be supporting competitions like this, let me tell you.
You just blew me away with all that history there. And I guess the culture would have been a lot
better
back
then.
You've
been reading, have you?
He's been reading. He does keep
mate,
he's been talking to people.
I don't know you can read, Shane.
I come out of the Foley Shield system in the Burke and Great Panama. I played for Colts up here. It was awesome football up here in the day. And let me tell you, hey, thank God there was no video on our day because it was more happened off the ball than happened on the ball than I played up here.
Now, let's very quickly get on to your NRL selections, I guess, by the way, while you're here. We should probably go through that, shouldn't we, guys? And let's do it. Cowboys, Titans. How do you see that one going?
Cowboys by 12. Told you that. The little chestnut secrecy box. Cowboys by 12.
Okay, Greg, how do you see it?
I'm going Cowboys too.
All right, and over to, of course...
Cowboys.
Yeah, all right. Let's go to the Sharks versus the Storm. Now, this is going to be tomorrow night.
A Storm by 1,000.
Yeah, heaps. Storm. Yeah. All over them.
Definitely Storm.
All right. Raiders versus Panthers. Set for Saturday at 3 p.m. Look out for it.
Hey, Hudgie, get off your Cowboys. your Panther suit, you little cowboy.
He's gone to hiding.
Florin.
Yeah.
Canberra.
No, Canberra's going to do them. And the Panthers are really... We're talking about coach sackings. I think Ivan Cleary's is not living up to his hype, is he?
All right, let's go to...
The only thing Ivan Cleary done is got Gus sacked this time instead of him too.
It's now 6:30. Now the Sea Eagles versus the Bulldogs, guys.
DCE, I reckon they Seagulls, Manly or Ingle will beat the Doggies.
I'm going to Doggies.
All right, and of course, tonight's big match is 7:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Rabbitohs versus the Broncos. Guys, take it over.
Oh, mate, it's going to be the Rabbitohs by at least 18, I reckon.
Yeah, I think the Broncos have come out all fire and brimstone, but I think the Bunnies will...
I've got Bunnies.
We'll hang on to it.
Bunnies by 12 tonight.
And work over them.
Radio, finally now. Yeah. Okay, finally now, your Nuff Nuff Award. Let's do it. Drum roll, everybody. All right, Nuff Nuff Award.
The winner of the Nuff Nuff Award has to go to my old favourite Parramatta team and Clint Gufferson. He thinks he's a superstar, but he's only a pop gun. Never played for his country. Manly sacked him, and he's over here at Parramatta. He's the pinnacle of Parramatta. He's the captain. He's King Guffo. The supporters love him. He could walk on the red carpet, green carpet, yellow carpet.
Parramatta River. Oh, you're walking all of it.
Lucky I can turn him down. He gets all excited, you see.
He goes back to Manly and he plays second fiddle to Tom Turbo. He plays on the wing with all his friends because, as we know, boys, wingers have no friends. So let me tell you, he'll be out there with himself playing with the ants and the little sand piles on the sideline waiting for the ball. He'll be a Neville nobody at Silvertail Stadium because no one will know. Who? What's his name? They only worry about the superstars and guys. Sorry, mate, you are the Niff Duff of award, and not only that, you're now Niff Duff of no friends playing on the wing.
Well, we all know why wingers score tries, don't we?
All right, let's get a bit of control over it all. It's all happening.
They're marked by the wingers.
Now, Shane, you're going to stay on board to talk to us about the ISC. You want to have some comments on that at all?
Mate, the only thing I've got to say on the ISC is that you've got the Blackhawks playing PNG over in PNG. It's all up here in Townsville.
Yeah.
Mate, I mean, PNG's in a pile of trouble, and the Blackhawks are doing really well. That's one upside of the Cowboys. Their reserve side's doing really good. But
so who's going to win, Hunters, or is it going to be Blackhawks on round nine?
It's going to be Blackhawks by 10.
Right.
So, and then the other one, you've got Jets versus Central Queensland Capplers.
Yep.
Mate, Central Queensland Capplers are running last in the competition with only 2 points, and I think the side they played were all have white canes, mate. So let me tell you, the Jets are going to kill these guys by at least, I reckon, 8 to 12.
All right.
Central Queensland, even though they're getting players back to the Blackhawk, I don't know what they're doing with them, and I think they might be taking them down the up to the pub having a few beers because they're certainly not playing them. The other game, Cutters versus Northern Pride. You got Mackay versus Cairns. Mackay sitting in 9th spot on 4 points and Northern Pride sitting in 11th spot on 4 points. This is a 50-50 bet, guys. Let me tell you, both the Cutters and the Northern Pride have got Cowboys Reggie players in them. I think they got about 4 in Cutters and about 3 in Northern Pride at the moment. But both sides are doing reasonably well, just out of the top 8.
Mm.
But this is going to be a tough game. I'm going to pick Mackay by 2.
All right, Greg and Steve, let's get you guys in on this as well. How you see the ISC shaping up for round 9?
Well, I agree with what Shane was saying about the Cutters Pride game, and I think that'll probably be a bit of a local derby. I think it's probably going to be one of the best games for the round, to be honest. For what's the Falcons, I think they're going to do Magpies. Can't see them.
Falcons easy.
Yeah, Tigers, Seagulls. No, Tigers do the Seagulls. I think you're right. Blackhawks actually will towel up the Hunters. There's no doubts about that.
Mate, the other one, Robbo, to think about, Burley and Redcliffe and Wynnum and East Tigers. There are a couple of really good games as well, mate.
Yes, yes, I agree. There's some good games there.
It's a really good weekend of local football.
And people should go off to, I was just going to say, Shane, people should go off and actually see some good, decent local football. The ISC's got it all, haven't they?
Well, I mean, I tell you what, like not because I was involved in the Sunny Coast Rugby League, but Falcons with the backup, and mainly all clubs have backups from NRL clubs here, but mate, you know, clubs like Redcliffe are down the table at the moment. Geez, they're playing some good football when they do put their heads together, and you've got Burley, you've got the Falcons, you've got the Devils, and you've got Tweed, and you've got Wynnum, and you've got East Tigers. Mate, they're every bit as good as the bottom end of the NRL. Let me tell you, I reckon some of them would towel up some of these Cowboys and Panthers game teams, eh?
Well, you got Dolphins playing at home this weekend, so they're playing the Bears, so that'll be a good day out at Dolphins.
I reckon the Bears will get them up there, Robbo, I really do.
Yeah, I think you're probably right, but it'll be a good day of football up at Redcliffe.
Great game of football.
Yes.
Great game. And down at Wynnum, you've got East Tigers travelling down to the waterfront.
Yes.
Get a bit of salt in the hair and sand in their nostrils. I think Wynnum can get them down there, maybe. But I've taken Tigers. I don't know why, but I like Wynnum down there. I think Wynnum are going to... They're not a bad side, even though they're supported by Broncos, which shouldn't really give them any start, eh?
You wouldn't think so, would you?
And I guess we got to remind everybody there's buys for the SCG RFL and the Brisbane competitions this weekend. Is that right, Dero? You guys all confer with that?
That's right.
Sunshine Coast local football, game, is it, Robbo, long weekend?
We got the local stuff. We've got the 47th Battalion.
Yeah, that's it, the local rep comp.
Yeah.
Now we got
to. That's all at home for the 100 years of rugby league on the Sunny Coast.
Well, 47th Battalion is pretty big. You know, you talk about the Foley Shield, and the 47th Battalion is quite big too. But we've got, you know, there's eight teams playing this weekend up at the Sunshine Coast Stadium. So, and 47th Battalion has been around for a while.
It's been a
big comp.
It started between Bundaberg and Gladstone townships, and it's spread right down now, Toowoomba and the Sunny Coast.
Well, that's right. It was just the basically Wide Bays at one stage. You know, you talk about Innisfails and the Inghams, like Gympie had the four teams and Maribor had the four teams, and well, you know, you've got Gympie playing Sunshine Coast now, and you've got Maribor teams playing the Bundaberg comp. You know, things change, unfortunately.
Bundaberg always had about six teams. I think they've only got six now with Gladstone playing in them, isn't it?
No, Bundaberg's still got their four local teams, and they got a Maribor in the... I think there's seven teams in Bundy now. You've got two Maribor teams in Hervey Bay and the four locals.
Okay. And Gladstone's moved up. New Gladstone comps folded and moved into Rocky, haven't they?
Well, they got their own team for the competition this weekend, so I'm thinking they're running them by themselves again.
Okay, they've got a comp there, but mate, that'll be worthwhile to get up. Just like the Foley Shield this weekend, that 52nd Battalion, that's been the lifeblood of Central Coast there for a long time, up around the Bundaberg, Maryborough, Harvey Bay area. And it's a great competition. I went and watched it in Toowoomba when we won it in Toowoomba a couple of years ago. Was it 2 years ago or last year, was it?
Well, Shane, we got to say thank you very much. We're getting close to time. And coming up fairly shortly, segment four with the panel, we'll be talking about who will be the Queensland SOO captain. That's coming up shortly. Thank you, Shane. Well, have a great weekend.
Why the
Gaffer
said he's going to Manly to play on the wing with his
friends? This is Moreton Bay's Home of Sport with the Grapple shortly. All righty, welcome back to the Grapple. A couple of teams, my producer told me I missed a couple of teams, so we're going to try and fix it up right now. Over to the
most
panel.
Most important teams.
Yes, absolutely. How remiss of me. Anyway, my screen was not working the way
blank.
It should be. There, it was blank. There you go. It's over to you guys.
What game did we miss? We did Sydney Roosters. We did the Roosters and the Tigers, didn't we?
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't do that one.
No, we missed that one.
And we got like the Roosters have won seven in a row or something. And,
yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
And I think it's going to be end of their run, and the Tigers are going to do them.
You reckon?
The Tigers did them twice last year, and I think they'll do it again.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, well, I've gone for the Roosters in that one.
All right.
Then we've got New Zealand and Newcastle.
Oh, yeah. How could we miss that one?
Newcastle win that one.
All right.
I'm actually going for the Warriors purely because it's a home game.
All right.
They might turn up and play this time.
It doesn't mean much.
It doesn't for the Warriors, no. And, of course, Mooney's mine favourite, mate, is Parramatta and St. George.
Yeah, all right. How do you see that one panning out?
Dragons.
Yeah?
Dragons for me.
Yeah, well, I always go for Parrot, but I had a shocker. I only got three right last week, so don't ask me.
I'm sure Mooney's still listening. He's probably hurrahing for the other team, but anyway. No, anybody else, or is that it?
I think that's it. We've done the rest of
them. Jolly good. Now, let's get on to State of Origin. This is a huge thing, and I must admit, when I was first introduced to rugby league, I saw Broncos versus somebody, and this is going back to, 2009. And I was impressed with the Broncos because they won. Not the Broncos. How silly me. It's Queensland, not the Broncos. Same colours.
It has changed a bit since.
It has changed a bit. Yes. But how good is Queensland? And can they still continue to make history all the time? And how are they going to go this year?
They're going to struggle.
Why?
Basically because, A, it's injury, and, two, they've pretty much lost all the cattle from that magic era that we've had of 8-9 in a row.
They had a big run there of the play, and they've moved on, and they've got to start filling the hole. You know, it takes time. It's not something they can do. State of Origin, I remember reading some time back, it might have been Phil Gould, I can't think who it was now, compare state of origin like a football to like driving on the highway.
Yeah.
The state of origin to coming to a town that's 60 kilometres an hour is like a football.
Mm.
That's the changes in the game, and it takes a special person to be able to lift and maintain that.
Mm.
And that just comes through, it comes through the person themselves, but it also comes through their experience and playing in the game. And it's something they can't pick up overnight.
And you can't, in the experience that we're going to lose, you can't replace a JT, a Kronk, a Smith overnight.
Because these are absolute people who we would consider today to be absolute legends. They went well and beyond what they were called to do, and they performed so admirably.
Well, they did.
It's a bit hard to replace those sort of people.
Yeah, it certainly is, but it was back in the 90s and even the late 80s when we lost a lot of the big-name players. It took us a little while to rebuild, but we had a lot of people coming through.
And the JTs and the Cameron Smiths, like, they come into the game, but they weren't superstars at the start. It took them a while to come into the game and become the people they are.
But then there's the coaches. I mean, they're the lifeblood of a lot of these teams. The Queensland versus New South Wales absolute... war every year that we have.
Yeah.
I mean, the coaches are central to a lot of that, and how do you think they'll perform?
Well, how long did Mel Meninga coach, and he's been out of it for 3-4 years now, and I think Kevy's done a brilliant job.
He's done well, coach. And you got Brad Fittler's coming in, and I think Brad Fittler will be there for a while.
I really think at the moment, you look at the difference, and I think New South Wales has certainly got the edge on Queensland at the moment, depth-wise, but it's Origin, Queensland Rise... Anything's likely to happen.
That's right, it's a different game of football, completely different game of football.
And I'm looking so forward to it. How do you think it's going to end up at the end of the day? Who's going to win the first one?
Look, it doesn't really matter.
It's in Brisbane, isn't it?
There is a psychological edge that's in place here. Let's face it. Whoever wins, it's got one less that they got to worry about.
But the home game advantage now for State of Origin really doesn't mean much when we're taking games to Perth and Melbourne and things like that. It's not the traditional...
Do you agree with that, going over to Perth?
No. I personally don't.
I don't agree at all.
It's a Queensland, New South Wales concept, and should stay there and should be... back to what it was in the 80s and 90s and go back.
Rugby league is Queensland, New South Wales is, end of the day, it's the heartland of rugby league in Australia.
Absolutely.
And that's where the game should remain.
Unfortunately, money has taken over from what we just spoke about.
Yeah.
And they're going to who has the highest bid. I mean, I've even heard talks of taking an Origin game to New Zealand. Like, come on.
Might as well take it to Japan while you're at it.
Well, being American dollars, once.
But doesn't it take away from the local people who support their state?
That's the thing.
Definitely.
Yes, it does.
I mean, they'll get a big house at Perth because they've got that new fancy stadium over there.
Yeah. But it's not bad.
But seriously, you could pack out ANZ Stadium, you'll pack out Suncorp Stadium every time with an Origin game, without a doubt.
Because every dog and the donkey will come down to watch the match from their state.
Every pub in Brisbane will be full. Every pub in New South Wales is always full of people and everything as well watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's people that don't watch any other game of football except for three games of Origin.
Well, I can tell you the story. I was out about 3 years ago on State of Origin night. I was at a little town called Almaden.
Yeah. Where's that?
That's another show.
The town is split in half between one brother and another brother owning properties, and the street's full of cattle. And there's one pub and about four houses at the railway station, and I'm telling you now, that night, the pub was packed. They come from everywhere to watch State of Origin.
Many years ago, I was up at Normanton doing a trip through Queensland, and we watched State of Origin at the pub, and I never thought Normanton had that many people in it. There was not a person in town that was at their home. They all come to the pub.
What got me when I first watched State of Origin was just how intense it all is. I mean, you're grabbing a meter, and it's a big deal, unlike normal rugby, where this is really intense stuff, where just every little minute counts.
I think it all goes...
And it's so tough for competition.
But that all goes back to the original...
Concept,
but when it started in the 80s,
right.
When you had mates in the same team, were belting each other... in the Origin, it was state against mate, and that's how it all started.
All right, so we've established who is going to be the Queensland State of Origin captain, haven't we?
No.
Not really. No,
well, let's do it, because we're running out of time.
No one stands out. For me, no one stands out.
No one stands out.
I would have said Daly Cherry, but now that he's injured, you'd have to go with probably Morgan from the Cowboys.
Morgan or Cameron Munster. Like, really? There's really no one that sticks out there, to be honest.
What about New South Wales captain?
Oh, they'll stay the same. I can't see New South Wales.
So the big question now is on Queensland. What will they do? Who will they pick?
Queensland, because they've got a new team, a young team coming through, whoever they pick has to be someone that's going to stay in that role for a good 8 to 10 years, I reckon. Someone's going to be around for a while.
We just heard from
Shane Moon.
Shane Moon about what's happening in Townsville with Michael Morgan and what's happening in Townsville with the Cowboys. Like, Queensland were always running well with the State of Origin because Brisbane were winning, Cowboys are winning, Melbourne are winning, which was the guts of Queensland side.
Right.
The last couple of years, Queensland has been going a lot well because Brisbane Cowboys have been going a lot well. You know, the New South Wales teams, who the Roosters and the Yowes who fed the New South Wales, have been running well.
Mm.
So the New South Wales team runs well, and this is, I think, the biggest problem that Queensland will face this year. Brisbane aren't doing well. Cowboys are so. Melbourne are doing well.
You're 100% right. I actually saw an article the other day. It says that there is more people playing for the Broncos that could get picked for New South Wales and what there is Queenslanders. And it's the first time in the Broncos' history that has ever been that there's more New South Wales players in there.
What's your pick in who's going to be – well, we've already discussed who's going to be likely to be picked. I mean, you've bandied around. When are they going to make the big announcement? When is that going to happen?
Two weeks, I believe.
Yeah, that's about right.
We're all waiting on bated breath and hanging on our seats who's going to become captain.
I was listening to an interview the other night on Foxtel with Kevy Walters.
Yeah, 5th of June is the first game.
And he basically said that they've pretty much got it down to who they want, but it's not his call. It's, you know, the boards and all the other directors of the QRL and everything like that. But I reckon they've got a fair idea who's going to be
captain.
I
think they're going for two captains, forwards and back. One for the front and one for the back.
Well, it could make State of Origin history if we do.
We shall see.
Something different.
I guess we'll be talking further on this as we get closer. And is there anything else we want to add to this captain issue, or is that just about it?
Look, you could go on it for a whole show, but I think at the moment, until they pick it, then we can go through it and say, why did he get picked over the others?
All right, well, let's go to the English Rugby League. We were meant to do that earlier. So the former Raiders, Penrith and West Tigers playmaker, Blake Austin at Warrington in the English Super League, currently sits outright first in the Man of Steel leaderboard after 13 rounds. And what do you think about that?
I've never understood why he couldn't have stayed in Australia.
Yeah, so why did they let him go?
That's just something I've never really worked out.
But that goes for probably 70 to 80% of Australian players that go over to England.
Yeah.
And I think you said it before, it all comes back to salary cap.
Yeah, money. They got plenty of it over there in the UK.
Yep.
And it's a big competition.
He struggled to make a mark in State of Origin. He struggled to make a mark. And I thought he's probably one of the better players that were running around.
Do you think anybody's actually, we should have kept him?
I think so.
I think that's not only him, but quite a lot of players.
How about the former Cronulla prop, David Fifita, and ex-Manly and Sydney Roosters utility Jackson Hastings sit tied on second. Now, they've got to be talking about them too as well.
Yeah, well, there's always regret when Australian players go over there. And they go over there, I think they tend to shine a bit more when they go over to the
Is that because they're trying to prove a point and because they're in a new country, new league, they've got, you know,
I think the league
is
a bit harder.
Gusto and they try harder?
But is the competition over there as strong as the NRL?
I don't believe so. And I think it's a different comp here.
I'll tell you what, Thursday might have something to say to you about that. He seems to think that the English Super League is pretty darn good.
They reckon it's good, but go over and if you can't make it here, but you can go over there and be a superstar. It makes you wonder, is it as good?
Has anybody from the English Super League came across here and actually played? Well have they done?
Yeah.
Well, I do.
Give me an example.
Well, the Burgess boys have all played over there.
All right.
Playing for St. George now.
And how well did they do?
Gareth Evans.
How well did they do?
Good.
They were going well.
But we're talking
so
tough players.
So there goes your theory right now that they're not as good over there.
There's money.
But we have three times the amount go over to what comes over here.
Well, okay.
And they have to prove themselves
It's a money thing. They play some good money. France is another place they play good money to play in France.
Well, talk about this. Leeds has apparently offered Manly back rower Joel Thompson a multi-year deal. Okay, there's another one going.
And he wouldn't get that much. He wouldn't get that here.
Yeah.
But to be honest, these guys that everyone has a go at them chasing the big dollars, they've got a very short life turnaround in their games these days.
Well, Thompson,
let them take what they can get, I reckon.
You have to get what you can because it's a hard game.
Well, Thompson is an NRL fan favourite for his community work. And he's, you know, off doing things, so they're going to get a good deal out of him if he does as well. He's off contract till the year's end of season and has previously expressed a desire to play overseas. There you have it. Desire is everything, and so is the money, by
I don't blame him. Yeah. Beautiful spot over there in the UK.
But what comes first, the desire or the money?
Probably the money.
I would say so. Yeah.
Unless he's got relatives over in England, he's got the desire, he wants to see them. Who knows? Super League ladder after round 13, St. Helens 24, Warrington 20. How do you see that one? How did you see that one? Did anybody watch that one?
It's on. It's on at silly times in the morning. I don't get to see them.
Yeah, what, 12 hours behind us, 10 hours behind us, something?
So it makes it hard. Hull FC 16 to Wakefield 14, Castleford 14 to Catlins 14, Salford 12 to Wigan 10, Huddersfield 10 to Leeds 8, and Hull KR 8 to London 6. Not much in that last one.
I was going to say, but how close are all those games?
Well, yeah, there's only a few points in it. Okay? You know, one try, and that's it.
Mm.
And quite often the case. Well, now that we've just about completed everything in record time, I don't know how we do this, but anyway, we have. I should look at the ISC once again. The ladder's looking interesting right now, the ISC ladder. On the bottom is the Cappers, and of course the latest scores is certainly reflecting that. The Hunters kind of hope for a bit more from Papua New Guinea, don't we?
Well, we do. They're sort of a bit of a the favourites for an NRL side, but they're really not – They won that premiership a couple of years ago.
They've got some real
players, and they haven't rebuilt since then.
They've got some. They've had some talent when they won that, but realistically, have they got the money to enter the NRL?
And have they got the right coach in the place as well?
They haven't got the depth or anything like that to be in the NRL.
But the fan base is incredible, isn't it?
Certainly.
I mean, just look everywhere down here. There's a lot of hunters collect hunters and collectors. A good classic.
We're gonna play a song.
You can play that song soon.
Oh, that's right. That comes up shortly. There's a lot of fans of the hunters down here in Redcliffe and Brisbane and so on and so on. So there's not a question of, I guess, of fan money going to them to help support them.
It's the money up there.
It's the money up there that's causing them the grief.
It's their national game, and
it is.
But unfortunately, it's. They haven't got the dollars and sponsorship to support this, to build a game in the country.
You look at your NRL clubs, they're multi-million-dollar businesses now, and I can't see that coming from up there.
No, but then you go to the top five now. You got the Devils, the Seagulls, the Bears, the Tigers, and on top the Falcons. Isn't the Falcons wonderful? Aren't they doing wonderful?
It's good to see up there.
Yeah.
And I think they got beaten last time against the Hunters a couple of years ago, and I think this is their year, and it'd be good to see them take the big one this year.
Well, let's certainly hope that they do. And, of course, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, we have a podcast on this program each and every week. You'll be able to view that tonight a little bit earlier. We're going to get that out to you a little around 9 o'clock tonight. You'll be able to catch all that. And if you want to revisit it often, share it to your friends wherever they are, right around the Moreton Bay region, right around Australia, wherever you are. If you're a keen listener to the NRL and to the Grapple program, you can always catch the podcast. It's always available on our website, 1015fm.com.au, and, of course, share it on our Facebook at facebook.com/101.5fm. Looking forward to next week. Of course, we have the full complement back here next week, and so looking forward to having the round conversations we always have on the game that is the game of the gods, as they were, as Shane often calls it, NRL rugby. And, of course, don't forget also, of course, the Sunshine Coast and the ISC and all the other ones that we do cover. You appreciate it.
Yes, Shane was talking about the Foley Shield up in North Queensland. And this weekend we've got the 47th Battalion on the Sunshine Coast. And it's another traditional series of games. And there's eight teams playing up at the Sunshine Coast Stadium. And I think, you know, people should go up there and have a look at them.
Have a look. And go and enjoy yourself. And, take the family out and take your young kids there and enjoy a great game of rugby. Rugby League here is alive on the Grapple. Thank you, guys. And that's a wrap for tonight's program. This is the Grapple on 101.5.